Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop.
Me. I have to really practice this morning, folks, because I have a vocal person with me on the show today. Me. Nothing could be finer than to be on Carolina in the morning. Nothing is as warm as a chat with Lindsay Juarez at McFarland's. Yes, that's right. I have one of my favorite people on the show this morning, which always puts me in a very good mood. So I'm going to be particularly hyper this morning for all our radio audience people out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We even have folks, Lindsay, since the last time we were on the show, we have people in the other parts of the world listening to the show now. The UK, Czechoslovakia. I mean, we keep finding out. So you are now an international radio guest.
Gosh, okay? Don't put the pressure on.
I know, we have to do it. But Lindsay Giese Warriors, thanks for joining us this morning on Mornings at McFarland's.
Thanks for having me. If anyone's still listening after the warm-up. Warm-ups are like the ugliest sounding thing
aren't
ever,
they,
right? I feel so bad for my parents and siblings through the years.
Like, and like if you're in choir and the things that you have to do.
Right.
You know, there's just
and you wonder, like, is the choir director just messing with me right now? Like,
right. Is this really accomplishing anything of value?
Right, or are they just, like, laughing inside? Mm-hmm.
I got them to do it again.
Right.
Me, ma, mo, moo. It's like, yeah, who does those things, right? Yes, those of you that have been choirs are hopefully laughing with us. And the rest of you are laughing at us, so that's just fine. So, Lindsay, thanks for being on the show, as always. I think you might be the most reoccurring guest on Mornings at McFarland's.
Is there an award for that?
There's going to be a plaque. I've decided. I actually have a budget for next year that is nothing but plaques for various things. You know, biggest goofball on the show, which of course will be me regularly. Mm-hmm. So, and then, you know, most recurring guest, most interesting guest, you know, most international guest. I mean, yeah, because we have people from Canada that have been on the show, you know.
That's very international.
Isn't that? Canadians think they are.
All right, well, I'm so happy to be back.
Thank you. Yay. So, and those of you that don't know Lindsay, Lindsay is the executive director of the River Arts Inc. organization here in town, which River Arts Inc., just in your tenure, has grown tremendously. I mean, I think of it, you know, I mean, it's not like it went to, you know, a $16 million organization, but certainly the scope and the breadth and depth of courses and things that you offer. So tell a little bit about RAI. What is RAI all about?
Okay, well, I could talk forever about it, but I'll try to do the very brief
I'll
summary.
Drink you coffee know, while you talk.
You were there in the beginning when everything was all getting started. But so River Arts Inc. started initially to raise funds to build the River Arts Center. And that was back in 1997-98 that the discussion happened. And there were several referendum that went through the school district. And finally that passed. Mm-hmm. And the first year of programming was in 2000.
Okay.
So the community raised over $1 million in funds. It was really an incredible effort.
And there were some key people in town. One of the Dusty Cook, one of the area physicians.
Yeah.
Ramona Kramer, who was it?
Yep,
Ramona?
You got it. Ramona Kramer. Yep. They were part of that initial discussion. But then you have just incredible businesses like Culver's and Ballweg and Pink of Prairie to Sac and McFarland's and a lot of businesses that you know. That's how River Arts Inc. started, and those businesses continue to keep us going year after year. So it wasn't like they were one and done. And we helped you build this space. Now you're on your own. The community support from the beginning has just been strong and continued, and it's amazing.
And what a blessing too to have the facility with the school system. So the school is actually underwriting a significant amount of the cost of just operating the facility on an ongoing basis.
Yeah, the school district owns it and maintains it, and they are the biggest user in the space. So we're happy to still program a performing arts series there. It's usually about 5 or 6 shows a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we help manage all of the exhibits in the gallery and lobby areas. And those are a mixture of professional exhibits that we bring in and then some student exhibits as well, which are fantastic. And the art teachers in Sauk Prairie are incredible. Those are some of my favorite exhibits too. So that is... today, the extent of what we do at the facility, we bring in programming, and Nick Dingman's the managing director over there. He's doing a great job coordinating the hundreds of events that happen a year in that space, and it really is an asset to the community and to the school district because they have a great meeting space.
Right.
The theater is used for not just performing arts events or dance recitals. It's there are
lectures
yeah. and yeah, yeah, there's it's
conferences.
Endless. Yeah, the yeah. the annual economic development.
The Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah,
that
the
Bank
Chamber does.
Like,
that's yeah. it's always packed in there, yeah. and they use that space. And you think yeah. like, obviously these events happened before the space was built, mm-hmm. but how much nicer
to have it
with great equipment and
right.
And always we get compliments from guests visiting the area. What a nice facility it is.
Acoustics.
So,
and,
so yeah, that was yeah. all the way back in 2000, and we were going strong annually programming since then. And
well, and there's some new efforts even with the facility. I know Nick has
yeah.
been, one of the things he has been wonderful about is just adding more and more capability to the facility itself. So, you know, updating some of the equipment, which, you know, I don't know that people necessarily think about that. But when you're talking theaters, unfortunately, the equipment to run theaters is generally pretty expensive. You know,
right.
it's not like you can go to Walmart and take advantage of the, you know, home theater entertainment system that they have available there. It just doesn't cut it in a 500-seat auditorium.
Yeah.
But then you're doing actually spearheading another effort with a garden outside, are you not? Or a special area in memory of Sioux Alley?
Yeah, thank you. And I have to be careful about it. So it is inspired by Sue and Karen's legacy of teaching and learning. They taught at the Sauk Prairie High School for over 30 years together and really made the music department what it is today. Now, I do have to say that Matt Brennan and Matt Kaczynski have taken on the reins and they're continuing to grow the program.
Okay, excellent. Okay.
But
who are the choral directors
they're
and
the
band director
thank
right
you,
now?
Thank you, right?
So, yeah.
Yes, I yeah. assume that everybody knows.
Oh, of course,
who
everyone.
They are.
Matt and Matt, who cannot know these right. things, but just in case.
Just in case, because you will never find them. They're always
right.
busy working.
Right.
So,
you might live in Canada and not know who these people
who
are, or UK somewhere.
But they exist, they're not unicorns. but
although I've heard they can have
they can
so anyways
all
on
right.
certain days
we digress
mm-hmm. yes, we do.
So yeah so Sue unfortunately passed away far too soon in August 2015 and that inspired this outdoor space that we are creating by the River Art Center called The Circle
okay.
and it's an outdoor learning space but also there's a lot of symbolism to it, but it will be a space that people can gather before shows, at intermission, after shows, when there's not even a show happening, just do they just want to sit outside and enjoy that space. So it really will be an enhancement to the facility, and there hasn't been a lot of those kinds of things happening in
right.
in many years because, you know,
right.
takes funding
it's,
and
yeah it's hard
and,
there's
yeah.
a lot of really good quality and worthwhile programs
yeah.
we're finding that actually this weekend at McFarland's we're doing a community appreciation day and
I
there's
know.
A community vote-a-thon
I know
so which I think I might know one of the groups that you might vote for but anyways that
River
that
Arts
whole,
Inc. River Arts Inc.
subliminal yes,
yes
right anything you watch now you'll see River Arts Inc. flying by subliminally you won't realize it but we've just found in trying to collect that group of organizations it's
oh, yeah.
really hard
right.
you know and I keep finding out oh we didn't know about it can we still get on and,
yeah.
and actually I am trying to get people on until I actually make the ballot on Friday
yeah.
so if anyone knows any groups that are in the Sauk Prairie area that would like to be part of that ballot please get in and then Saturday we're just inviting
yeah,
people in
idea.
To vote for your top three people and a donation will be made to the top three and
that's fantastic.
We'll take her from there well you know and it's just it's hard though because there are so many things going on
yeah.
and so many people like yourself who are leading you know very high quality organizations that we need to support.
Yeah, yeah.
It's what keeps the community alive and vital and yeah. exciting and all those good things.
So, speaking
so,
of that, I
yes.
do thank you for bringing up The Circle because although we have over half of the amount raised to
okay.
Install that wonderful space this summer, we still have about 10,000 left to go.
Sure.
So, I won't go too much into that, but there is a website. It's Sauk Prairie Circle. At Weebly.com. I forget.
Should I Google that.
Sauk Prairie Circle at Weebly.com. It's a free site. We're saving every. That's why we got the Weebly in there. Weebly is Weebly.
Okay.
We're using every penny we can get to make this project happen. But you can also, if you call us at River Arts Inc. at 608-643-5215, we will help you make that donation. And we really do appreciate it because it besides just being an enhancement to the facility, it's going to be a beautiful space and will mean a lot to many people.
Well, so, and one of the maxims of it, isn't it? Yeah, there it is. Sockprairie.weebly.com.
Oh, thank you.
So there's a dot in
there's
there.
There's a dot. Sockprairie.weebly.com.
So the Sue Holloway and Karen Lurie. I thought it's the journey, not the destination.
It is, yeah.
But that's kind of the maxim driving a lot of it.
It is. And when it's built, you will see that symbolism throughout the space. And the circle itself, if you've been a part of the music program at all, you know that it's a tradition to gather, and that still continues today, to gather in a circle,
sure,
and share and be together with everybody, and you join hands, and,
right,
and
right,
it's a really special moment.
So talk a little bit more then about the R-A-O-W, which I have a new slogan for. You can say, watch for the wow at Rao.
Oh,
huh? It's cheesy, I know, but I thought of it right before we went on the air, and I thought I had to at least share it with you. So, but River Arts on Water, which is an ancillary,
yes,
part of River Arts Inc., but an integral part of,
yeah,
what you do on terms of the day-to-day community involvement. There's
absolutely
just tons of stuff going on there regularly, which is so cool.
It is so cool. Yeah, in 2011, we opened the River Arts on Water Gallery in downtown Prairie du Sac, and we're open 5 days a week, Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, and we feature all local artists. So it's a retail art gallery with artists and chocolate starting at $1 on up to original paintings that are more than $1, just a little bit. But that's always what our customers say, is that they're just impressed with the variety, and the not only the variety of the media and the types of art, but the pricing, that there's something,
sure,
for everybody.
Sure.
And a lot of people, you don't have to come in to buy. A lot of people come in almost like it is a museum, just,
mm-hmm,
to look at the pieces, because it's some of these artists, even though they live within 30 miles, have national recognition.
Right.
And It's just a beautiful space. It's right on the river. It's gorgeous.
And I guess I don't know how to explain this to someone that hasn't had the experience, but it does take time.
Yeah.
The thing that I keep saying I'm going to do and I don't seem to do, and shame on me for not doing, is usually when I'm coming down to RAOW, it's to either drop, yeah, something off for you, or to talk with you quick about something, or have a meeting and then I'm zooming out. I don't schedule the time that it takes, because you do have,
yeah,
to sit. You know, there are different pieces of art that it's weird how they connect to you, mm-hmm, in ways that are really hard to describe sometimes,
mm-hmm,
but you have to give it that moment. And it's interesting to me, because there are things that initially I thought were just crap, you know. I mean, like Jackson Pollock stuff. When I was younger, I would look at Jackson Pollock stuff and
how
go, oh my, all he did is just drop paint on a can. What is that?
Uh-huh.
You know, and then I got older and I started to realize kind of, I think, what he was trying to get at.
Mm-hmm.
And there is this sort of like nonverbal thing that,
yeah,
starts occurring. You go, wow, it really is art.
Yeah.
I just didn't get it back then,
yeah,
you know?
But that's okay, too. Like, I love to just sit back and listen to people. Like, there's something there for everybody, but there, mm-hmm, are also some things there that you might not like.
Right.
I mean, that's the beauty of art. It's very subjective,
yeah,
and it's okay. Like, you might see something that you're like, what is that?
Well, it sort of meets you where you are,
yeah,
you know,
right,
which is kind of cool.
Right.
And you might be at a different place at different points in your life, which is,
yes,
what's cool.
Yeah.
You know?
So come back often.
Right. You come back and listen to Aaron Copland, you know, when you're 25 versus 45. And
it's a
I think you're
going to.
It is.
Yep.
It is. Just like,
yep,
choral music and everything,
yeah,
else, you know, and theater.
Yeah.
So don't forget theater.
Yeah. So that space has been really a great asset. Besides being able to support local artists, River Arts Inc. has gotten a lot more exposure. People know where to find us. We ticket for a lot of other organizations,
right,
and that's pretty much at cost. It's just a service that we're offering to,
sure,
make things easier for the community when they want to see an event at the River Arts Center. And we have house concerts monthly, which have been really cool. It's kind of cafe intimate setting. So it gives us the ability to offer shows in the 500 seat theater, the River Arts Center Theater,
right,
but then something more intimate where it's about 60 to 70 people, and it's just a different experience.
And that's about to change too, because you're doing some expansion and some remodeling.
We're
so
doing some expansion.
That's,
yeah,
that kind of changes that whole thing too, doesn't,
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we are right in the thick of that. The construction is happening. So we're not going to put a timeline on it yet, but
okay,
at some point this summer we should wrap up the construction. Our house concerts are still going to continue to be monthly,
okay.
But we are adding a workshop space. So it's a part of our building. We're just expanding it. And
all different kinds of workshops. You have some kids stuff that's going on throughout the summer.
Yeah.
I know there's one that on making clocks that I thought was really cool.
Right.
And one for like painting glasses, different glassware kinds of things.
Yeah.
You just had one with Cynthia Quinn, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a nature journaling class.
Okay.
We did. It was a weekend workshop. That's sold out. So even though our space isn't done yet, we are accommodating the we've had classes scheduled since April.
Right.
And so we've been accommodating those in the gallery space or at the River Arts Center or just other community spaces.
Sure.
And that's already been going well without even having a space. We've sold out of two workshops already. But yeah, like you said, we have those weekend workshops that are maybe more for the artist in you that really wants to expand your learning.
Right.
But then we have like the clock making is part of a series that we call Crafts and Drafts. So once a month we have projects. It's similar to the paint night theme,
mm-hmm.
but it's not really, none of our projects so far have been that format of the following the painting on canvas.
Right.
They've been this Friday we have it's Wisconsin State String Art. So it's hard to describe over the radio,
okay.
But it's basically a 2x2 foot wooden sign, and using strings, you make the shape of Wisconsin, and you can put your little heart wherever your home in Wisconsin is.
Okay.
And it's kind of that cool rustic style decor that has been really popular.
That's
so you get to make your own.
And I see there's a thing for uniquely and wonderfully made that's kind of along it, isn't that string art, or is that something different?
We have so much stuff going on.
Okay, different
But
things.
Thank you for going. We're also on our website at riverartsinc.org.
In my new studio now, I have a computer right here. Oh, there it is, nail and string art.
That's the one, yeah. So you get to customize the stain you want, the color of the string you want, where you want your home heart to be.
Okay.
So that's really cool. So that's part of Crafts and Drafts, where you get two drink tickets, a cool art project. It's a 2-hour event, and you can come with friends. It's like it's more social aspect, but you're creating your own art piece that from start to finish. You finish it in that 2-hour time
period.
Well,
and if the drinks were like two hurricanes, my art gets really great after two hurricanes.
Uh-oh.
At least I think so.
Well, it's crafts and drafts, so it is mostly
my Lord.
Beer
it's
beverages.
Kind of scary. So,
and for that reason, I think we have to limit it. We want you to go home with something you like, and I don't want you to wake up the next morning and go, "What did River Arts Inc. have me do?"
Oh my God, something remember was string.
We promote safe art.
Yeah, we do.
Safe art.
We do good art too. Hopefully. So, anyways, we're gonna take a quick break here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM. Our guest this morning is Lindsay Gacy-Juarez, Executive Director of the River Arts Inc. organization. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're gonna come back. We've got some more information about the upcoming season.
Big reveal. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun. If you're anyone who's anyone is gonna wanna be here to hear the next part of this show, okay? So we'll see you here in just a moment. Thanks.
Have you noticed? People are moving their exercise from indoors to outdoors. Enjoying the warm weather while training for spring and summer sports is exhilarating. Sometimes that exhilaration leads to overdoing, causing injury, especially if you're prone to old injuries, haven't worked out for a while, or didn't properly warm up. When injuries occur, the family medicine providers of Prairie Clinic are here to care for your sports injury needs. Call 608-643-3351 to schedule an appointment at Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Emerald is the birthstone for the month of May. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall carries a variety of beautiful emerald pieces. This popular precious gemstone is available in earrings, pendants, rings, and bracelets in settings of white gold, yellow gold, or sterling silver. Celebrate May with a beautiful emerald piece from Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts on Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, where good things do come in small packages. DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.